This is for the nerds, this is for the brainiacs, this is what we deserve. Go ahead and play it back, you ain't gonna touch me. You're not gonna do nothing, you are not above me. I bet you wish you was me, I know it, I know.
What is popping, everybody? And welcome back to another special episode of the Only Friends Podcast. Well, you know, it's me and my only friends, which includes, but is not limited to, my boy, Tortue!
We getting it popping, baby.
Yeah, you need get the fuck off this boat and go get some goddamn shakers.
I know.
We're not going to do this shit anymore.
The Cayman Islands are right behind me. I'm going to get some shakers. We'll have them for tomorrow.
For you. There better be no bulls, and they have to have a tortoise on them.
They're going
to
have a tortoise. They're going to have pirates on them. Oh, speaking of pirates.
Oh, my God. This guy finding a way to work in the 5-0.
5-0, baby.
You also is 5-0, right?
The Yankees, but that doesn't matter because they're supposed to win. They're really, really good. The Pirates are bad and supposed to lose, but we're off to a historic start, man.
I mean, you guys
1983 is the last time we went 5-0, and... The Pirates have never gone 5-0 and not finished the season above 500. What do you think, Burke?
Are you going to veto this?
I'm trying. This is Conrad did this. He threw it to LaManna. He knew what he was getting.
I don't understand why Burke wouldn't want to talk about the Pirates.
Because it's game 5 of a 162-game season. I said this early. Once we get to the All-Star break, if they're above 500, we can chat all about it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Big shout-out to Tom. I want to get this shirt off me as quickly as possible. I don't know if you can see this or not.
Happy birthday, Baldy.
We got Daddy Tom.
Zaddy
birthday.
Zaddy Todd.
Zaddy.
Right. Zaddy Todd. The backstory to this was Melissa first met, or sorry, not Melissa, Caitlin. Nikki and Caitlin. Both
it was
first,
Caitlin.
Well, you both first met him.
Yeah.
At dinner at GPI's last year. And they just, for whatever reason, started calling him
Todd.
Caitlin
called him Todd, and then we played it off. And so then we started calling him Zaddy. So then we keep calling him Zaddy Todd. No matter what.
Right.
He was a Zaddy, though.
So
he did pay the bill.
Happy birthday, Zaddy.
He's 44. Is that why he's got the 4-4 in his hand?
It is. All right. It is.
I mean, it was his hand or something.
Good catch, bro.
It's also why he's...
Wow.
Eagle eye.
On point.
Turtle eye. I'm in my... Listen, everything's going smooth. I'm in my vacation era right now.
Must be those shades.
I think it's the shades. Wow. I think it might be this blue tank top.
Yeah. The Rock clothing really loves this hardest worker in the room bit.
A little bit. Where we see that at? Oh, it's a parental advisory warning.
Parental advisory. Right. Mm-hmm. The hardest worker in the room.
Hardest worker.
Landon really takes issue with this. Like,
what?
He is not okay with this hardest worker in the room messaging.
I mean, it's a little crazy.
Well, who the fuck notices it? It's a tiny little thing.
I mean,
in the
I notice it
we
now.
Noticed it.
I didn't notice it before.
That's my point.
But I'm noticing
like
it
an
now.
Honor
I will forever notice
bumper
it.
Sticker.
Hardest worker in the room.
My child is an honors student.
I didn't buy the shirt because it says it's hardest worker.
Yeah, you did.
I bought the shirt because it doesn't have sleeves.
You
okay?
want everyone to know you're the hardest worker in the room.
Yes.
Some
you
anime
know you work hard.
Sleeveless, like Landon.
I don't see. We get different Instagram ads, okay? Like I don't get the 8-fingered octopus that's
no
neither
do I
dripping
guapo though.
That's our porn ads, not our Instagram ads. Our Instagram ads are like Kylie Jenner lip plumper shit like
mine are just like is your butt is like anal bleaching at home.
I don't have those ads.
Like is your butthole dark? I'm like, well, I mean maybe. I haven't looked.
Is it not supposed to be dark?
I don't know.
I didn't know that was undesirable.
You can do it at home. I'm home bleaching on Instagram. You'll probably get some ads now.
Some match your areolas.
Well, then they're not.
I don't think you need it.
What is
then.
Bro doing?
I'm trying to see if that's a reasonable
is
color
that
for
your
butthole.
Is that the color of your butthole?
This is like a reasonable
now
color.
Bend over. Now bend over.
Okay. It's hard to look at them at the exact same time
seems
to
like
compare.
A color.
Stop doing this to Guapo on
that's
this,
what friends
this
are
hour.
For.
Yeah. We're just trying to help Guapo out. His internet's not working. He can't get the porn out.
He hasn't slept in weeks.
He's defenseless right now. He can't hit a defenseless receiver.
That's
true.
Poor
guy.
True. I don't really know where to go to.
How
off
could
of,
you? We have some. We have a message from our good friend Cuz.
That's right. You guys ran into Cuz yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We had a very enlightening lunch with Cuz.
So
I didn't know we were having lunch with
First
Cuz.
Of all, you're welcome.
We didn't know.
I just came back from.
She went to the bathroom. He was walking through, and we had just finished yesterday's episode where we talked about his dance moves.
Right.
And I was like, hey, Cuz, nice dance moves. And then he just sat down and started talking about a lot.
It's clearly
things.
An invitation.
A lot of things.
The girls.
Yeah. He's like, I get laid by the finest women.
He's like,
let me tell you. No,
like,
the finest.
My napkin over
right,
my
but the finest women.
Yeah, he goes, hey, you, picture if you were 25 and beautiful.
Yeah. Imagine.
Just imagine.
Just imagine.
I know it's hard, but just imagine for a second. It's like, ow.
Like you're okay, but like I'm talking.
You guys are all right, but the girls I see
Colombian women.
He's like negging us.
I mean,
like,
he's not wrong.
Yeah.
We weren't
arguing.
We weren't like,
hey, we're pretty, right?
We weren't like, oh, please let us fuck you.
We were just sitting, eating pancakes.
Trying to enjoy a meal. Getting touched all over.
Let's see what Cuz had to say. I mean, Guapo's struggling right now.
He was,
you gotta hang out with me. I'm moving to Medellin. I'm with the finest woman in the world, doing the best drugs, the best cocaine in Tuzi, which I'll explain to you what Tuzi is. And you gotta wake up, Cuz. You gotta come with Cuz, because all the young guns wanna party with me. I hang out with Aaron Massey. And ask Aaron Massey about how much partying we're doing in Medellin, Colombia. That's where I'm moving. I lost my voice. I'm not even playing the main. I'll talk to you in a couple days because I love you.
I think he started to choke up there.
I know, it sounds like he was getting choked up talking about Aaron Massey.
Medellin.
I have a few comments. Cuz, for future reference, is Medellin.
Medellin, not Medellin.
Second of all, sick name drop on the Aaron Massey. I know you really hit the big time whenever you're out there with the finest Tusi. Aaron Massey out on the streets.
You gotta hang out with
the finest women.
Listen,
well, yeah, I mean, that comes with the Tusi.
You gotta wake up.
Pussy and Tusi.
Right, yeah, it's a hand in hand.
You just gotta wake up.
Wait, was I sleeping? I might
I don't
have
know,
been sleeping.
If you do some of that cocaine
right
he's talking about, you'll wake up real quick.
You're sleeping on Cuz, you know?
I didn't get much sleep yesterday.
He just starts choking up.
I really thought I was gonna die after the podcast. I went to lay down and passed out immediately. And I lasted an hour and 30 minutes, and I was just, like, wired. Like, okay, this is my life now. I sleep for 90 minutes a day. I've become Conrad.
I was going to say, welcome
you
to my world.
You've become Guapo. Guapo can't sleep.
Have you slept any since then?
Oh, I slept like a baby last night.
Oh, great.
I slept great until
10 p.m.
Too, yeah.
I was like, guys, I can't keep my eyes open anymore. Gotta go. Passed out. Woke up this morning. Did we gain an hour or lose an hour?
We lost an hour.
Lost an hour. Well, I didn't have an alarm set, so it didn't really matter.
We didn't really gain or lose an hour.
It just is.
You're right.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I mean,
when you say 10 a.m. sharp, we lost an hour because our alarms were set.
We actually
early.
Lost right. 2 hours.
Well, the clock switched throughout the night, but like it's like we were on ship time. We went to bed, and we're on ship time now. So like
our
nothing
phone
really
times
changed.
Are different.
That's
just
funny.
A perception of what it was.
You said you almost died yesterday. No, I literally almost died. And you know how I almost died? By video of Cuz, because I was sitting right next to Aaron Massey, and we're Lynn Landon. And we're having lunch, and, you know, this video comes up, and I'm eating a burger, and I just start losing it when he just goes, ask Aaron Massey!
Oh, we asked him, all right.
We looked at Aaron and just start losing. Of course, fucking Jared Jaffe's there. And he just, hanging out with Cuz all the time.
Damn, dude, didn't tell me.
I honestly want to know how much Jaffe would have paid for the video yesterday. Now he got it for free, but he would have paid a good number for it yesterday.
I feel like the Massey brothers, Cuz and Jaffe, would be basically poker's version of The Hangover. Right? I'm not sure who's playing which character. I'm sure Cuz is Zach Galifianakis.
They need to like film like a quick like reality mini series.
It's like
just
two
following
months,
them
two million,
on a vacation
two
or
months
something.
Down to Medellin.
I'm moving to Medellin. The best 2C. I'll explain that to you later.
Yeah, he liked to talk to us about 2C.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I love Cuz.
He like turned it into like an Italian word somehow. Medellin.
Medellin.
Medellino. Medellini.
You wouldn't know anything about that.
No, yeah. You ever been to Medellini? They got the best Italian food in the whole place.
So, unfortunately, I'm going to move right past that. Just,
let it sit for 30 seconds. Let him cook.
Just sit in the uncomfortable.
Let him cook now.
Unfortunately, I was unable to make the comedy show, but apparently we are within the walls of greatness here.
Yes.
I heard you shut the place down.
Killed it. Oh, yeah. Everyone walked out. No, I'm just kidding. Everyone walked out. No, it was really, really fun. I haven't done stand-up since before the pandemic. And originally, they had us in a theater, and so I was checking out that venue. And then they moved us to this, like...
the venue was not ideal.
Library?
Yeah, it was like coffee shop. But it was fun because all the comics were making fun of the venue because it was like a place that seems like you shouldn't talk too loud and
people were
like screaming about
through.
Sex and people were like walking through, but it made good fodder for like
small fun
crowd work, mm-hmm. if you will. But yeah, it was fun. I
heard
had
you
fun
had
with
a
comics.
A real shutdown one with shaving your butthole.
Well, not my butthole, the upper ass crack area.
The
ass bangs.
The
bangs. It gets away from you because you never check there.
Right.
And you don't realize
that,
until.
That has happened.
Too late.
Before.
Right? And you're just like, wow, those.
Like, why is there a soul patch?
You guys have been working.
Nikki's joking, but I believe Melissa.
Like, why do I have a soul patch on my ass?
Listen, I know Nikki wasn't lying because every time that she said something along these lines, like, I shaved my ass crack. Steve was like, I can't believe she did it. She finally saved the ass crack. Yeah, it was like the weirdest times that he started clapping.
Right.
It was like the most like, I can't remember what the rest of them were, but they were just like the perfect times where he would be the only one clapping in the room, and it was because it benefited him.
Right.
She thinks the one about keep trying with the baby. He's like,
she thinks it's spousal support. It's actually just positive reinforcement. Yeah, like, let's keep these habits
off.
Well, I had a joke about how I was put on hold to model for condom ads, and then they didn't book me because they figured out that I only take it raw. But probably one of the times he clapped. Pretty sure that was probably one of the times.
I was really hoping you bombed, honestly. Yeah, I was ready to fucking stand up. Boo! You suck!
Conrad was so
you
excited
your
to watch.
Toe!
He's playing tough, but he was there and he was ready.
He was the first one there. He's the biggest fan.
And he was dying laughing.
He's
low-key
a fan.
Everybody else was fucking hilarious. Yo, there was this fat black dude.
He was so
funny. Shout out to the fat black dude.
He was so funny, but the crowd, it wasn't the crowd for him, but he was so funny.
That's because everybody was fat in the crowd. He was talking about fat people. Everybody's silent. I am fucking in tears.
Yeah, but that's always. That's literally always.
No,
this dude was hilarious. I was laughing too.
Dude.
He was
he probably felt like he was bombing, but he like wasn't. Like it was really funny.
No, he definitely felt like he was bombing because nobody was laughing except for me.
Because it's a cruise ship full of fat people, is what you're saying.
I was crying.
Let me tell you something. That is not true about the gym here. Jesus Christ. It's like I've walked into a Gold's on a ship. There were three black dudes in there that had to be 6'6"
and
225 pounds of shred.
Yeah.
Shirtless with shorts on shorter than landed.
They work in here.
Of course they work here. Like it's like, guys, give me a break here. You know, between you two here with your shirts off and these three girls doing
atmosphere bottles,
doing curtsy squats in the heavy area, like I can't breathe.
Doing 10 sets of horsing around.
It's like literally. I am bricked up. I cannot be in here anymore. These guys are.
Well, that was not
shredded.
At all.
No,
not where I was going with this, but sure.
He meant they were in his way.
They were definitely. The dudes were not my way.
No.
The girls weren't my way. The dudes were definitely just like.
If the dudes
like,
were in your way, there's nothing you could do about it anyway.
It was more of like, what am I doing here? I'm wasting my time. That is not the goal.
They're not for you. They're
for
Griffin.
I had a great workout. I don't know. I was in there doing my P90X 30 minutes in and
in
out.
In the gym?
Sure. Yeah, in the gym. I need
some footage of Turtle in the
if
gym.
If you go at like 5:36, it's completely empty.
Dude, look, I got there at like 8, and
too late.
I was walking. So the gym is right by the pool, and I go to it's 8 in the morning, right? Sun's out, it's warm.
Guns out.
Not one person at the pool, and I'm like, okay, this is a poker cruise. Nobody's up. Nobody's doing anything. Like,
I got there at 8:45. The place was swamped.
Was it really
swamped?
Literally, not one person at 8 o'clock.
I mean,
not,
just
not
absolutely.
The gym. There was a few people in the gym. I'm talking about the pool.
The pool yesterday was crowded.
Oh, yeah. Well, by noon it was.
A lot
sure.
of the people like to, you know, put their towels on the. It's a little pet peeve of mine when you like.
You were pissed. You were so mad.
I was. What is this? Downplaying it, how mad I was, but I actually was pretty mad.
What are you mad about? Can I just say
they reserve? Like, but it's like, hey, are you sitting here? And they're like, we have 12. It's like. No, you don't. Like,
they 12
well,
chairs
they might at some point.
Yeah, like 3 hours later. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's like, come on, give me a break.
Can we just, you know, salute the thong is just like fully back.
I mean, this is just like we're cheats everywhere.
I have one, and I was gonna wear it, and then I was like,
speed.
And then I was like, what do you think about this? And he's like, I'm undecided. I was like, yeah,
same.
I think I'm gonna
and I was
say
like,
it.
If it was anywhere else but a poker cruise, I would.
But I would wear it otherwise.
Not getting caught with poker news taking pics of me. No,
the ass cheeks.
Absolutely not.
Can we honestly? You can play that game. Can we acknowledge that the girl to guy ratio here is like 1-to-1?
Yeah, it really is. This is
I
not
don't
what
know
I
know what happened. Who cares what they are? What happened? I expected a 10, maybe 12-to-1 ratio.
That's what I thought.
I literally said there will be single digit females
but
on this cruise.
I think they did too. That's why they prepared it.
It's unbelievable.
They prepared it.
There are hundreds of girls here. It's just remarkable.
They're like. Apparently they like hired some models from Miami. Or
but God bless.
Honestly, it's not just that. There's like a lot of women here to play poker, which is like I played cash for the first day, and they seat me at the table. There was two guys, and the rest were women. Uh-huh. And then like three girls got up, three girls sat down. I was like,
there's a lot of young. It's actually really cool. There's like we ate with this one girl who's like 23. She's like just starting her like poker career, and then there was another girl in the elevator who was like super young, like telling a hand history to her dad. Like there's like a lot of young
hopefully
girls.
This is like indicative of like women coming into the poker space
maybe more. Because like, there's young girls like they're like,
well,
they're like
if more poker were on cruise ships like I'm grinding. Confident we yeah. could get more women in poker.
There were like
I can get anybody in poker.
There was three girls at dinner. I went to dinner by myself last night, and there was three girls sitting next to me. That was having in-depth strap chat about hands. I've never seen these women in my life before.
They're in a brain trust.
Yeah, it was. I was like, this is pretty cool.
Well, it's like it's a lot like comedy. Like when I first started doing stand-up, there was like it was few and far between that you would see women in the lineup. But then like a couple years in, there were tons of young women in the lineups. And I think poker has a very similar male-dominated industry that like you'll see a curve.
I think comedy is a good parallel because there's such a stigma attached where it's just like dick and fart jokes and it's like very male driven and testosterone laden or laced and poker is like very much that seedy game that's like supposed to be played in bar basements,
like both
guys
are done at dive bars.
Right but I think the more it comes to the forefront where it's just like an industry now and you know, especially, you know, things like the WPT where they try to, I don't want to say, is glamorize the right word? Like,
well, they make it upscale kind of.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this is an event.
It's luxury.
It's an event.
You know? Right. Yes. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. And, you know, granted, I don't think like much or any of this is going to be televised, but like plenty of it will be put out on social. Like this is very much an upscale event type of thing. That's very far removed from some seedy underground game where, you know, a mobster's gonna come fucking look you up for your losses and stuff.
And
come
I think
a long way.
They picked Virgin for like a reason because like this I think like I haven't been on like a Carnival cruise or dinner ones, but
you're
like I assume that there's no way it's as nice as this boat.
No
way.
They're really not great.
This boat is
upscale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we went to a steakhouse last night. The whole thing was completely free and it was delicious. I mean, you ordered literally everything on the menu that you wanted to.
Yeah.
Some people order 200.
The pizza place here is fire. Have you?
Is it really?
Yes.
It looked disgusting, so I walked past it.
It was so good.
I've heard it's really good.
Somebody else told me that too, and I didn't believe them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, for what it is, not like the best gourmet pizza you've ever had. It's like, for what it is, getting drunk food, it's like really, the crust is amazing.
Can we talk a little bit about how stupid April Fool's is first and foremost?
Yes.
It's so corny.
Honestly,
I hate it.
Well, I will say I think it's like pretty remarkable at outing people for being not funny.
Yes.
Because
like this is my moment to finally make people laugh.
Right. So it's like obviously there's plenty in life that's super corny but still lends itself to comedy. And I think that there's like a very small window with April Fool's where you can find like a really creative way of making it humorous. Nobody in poker does that, obviously. No. I mean, it was just the cringiest stuff.
Adam 22's is good.
I didn't see
I fell for his, actually.
The gay one?
You fell for his?
I did, yeah.
Unbelievable it his first be. Gay scene?
Yeah, because I don't know. He does suck.
I mean, he just leans really, he leans into the cringe.
And
which
he
is
had
good.
A whole photo shoot and everything. You
that's
know?
What makes like, it good.
Dedicated.
Yeah. Yeah. Commit to the bit.
I wonder if it was AI generated.
No.
No, that know, was so. A guy.
Yeah, that was definitely.
That was a plan.
And he had like the rainbow shorts on. Yeah,
there's a little bit of a tink.
What's worse, Burke? The April Fool's joke where they're trying to trick you, or the April Fool's joke where it's clearly a joke but not funny.
The latter.
I think it's the latter. First
yeah.
One.
Yeah. When it's just absolutely not funny, it's like
right.
So,
it's just like
so
yeah. It's like I know what you're doing. It's just not good.
Because they don't really want you to think that. What they're saying is true. Like
right.
They want you to
right.
be
right.
In
like
on
it's
the joke.
It's
like they can't be thing. In on the joke. Yeah.
So,
you have to make it believable.
So one that seems to have been tricking people that I didn't find funny was Griffin was interviewed as Landon to give advice for how he would play the main event. And I have to tell you, the amount of people who text me and said, I didn't know Landon had a twin, like legitimately yes. not knowing it was his brother.
Right.
Were I have to have a half dozen texts.
There were people that believed it was him. Like they were like, did what? Landon go yeah. LGBBQ?
BBQ?
And then they're like, oh, look at Landon's earring. Like, what is he doing? It's like they really thought it was him.
Well,
they like
in the background of the video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah yes. You're in the background.
Your earring, by the way. Strategies for this tournament.
Honestly, we're just gonna start out playing a little tight. All these other players on this cruise, I think, are gonna be a little more loose now that they're here for vacation. But
that's actually funny. The side by side.
Further enough to where we can pick our spots. Do this correctly, we're gonna have a good chance of success.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Video, Landon, like, the last video of Landon in that video, he's like rolling his eyes. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's like.
Him photobombing it was actually a little bit entertaining.
That's great. Yeah.
Was that Abby that interviewed? Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. No, that wasn't meant to be a slight. Just saying, it makes sense. The Zoomer humor.
It was, yeah. Around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're best friends now. Griffin and Abby, dynamic duo.
Yeah. Griffin makes friends anywhere
yeah.
you go.
Yeah,
that's
everyone wants
clear.
To be Griffin's best friend.
Yeah.
He had a posse of women last night at the karaoke.
He has
all
groupies.
Of us were, yeah.
He absolutely killed it.
He had like
it.
12 hot chicks, like fangirling.
We're walking back to the elevators after lunch, and this woman or this group of women walk by. They're like, I don't know, mid 50s or so. And he just, hi, ladies, I love your necklace. And they're just swooning.
I know.
Yeah,
they love him.
Yes,
he knows how to work a room.
Just full suit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was he singing?
He was thinking Michael. Yeah, Michael Bublé. I'm feeling good.
Of course it was.
The best part about karaoke is you're supposed to like look at the lyrics and like sing along.
No.
He didn't turn around once.
No, why would he?
Oh, he had a whole performance.
Yeah,
he took his jacket off and he was like shaking his butt.
He's shimmying.
he was really good.
You seem to have taken yours seriously.
Oh yeah, mine was very serious.
I wish we could hear it.
I'm glad we cannot. She blew my eardrums out.
I was laughing like my stomach hurt. I was laughing. You missed the lead up.
It was like there was a whole lead up. It was like, you know, you have
look,
to see
it was
the
funny.
Thing.
Steve's
trust
reactions
it,
were
it.
Funny. Like, he was thinking it so sincerely. It was like,
because the song sounds like a. Well, because I was staring at him the whole time. So
no,
like,
he was like,
pardon
he was
the way
looking,
that
like,
I stare. There's nothing else to compare. And then when it went to the chorus, it was just like, oh, no.
Yeah, she, and then everyone
and no
was like,
one was
what
expecting
the
that.
Second best version. Certainly the second best version of that song I've heard since Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You. I mean, just remarkable.
Thank
I understand
you.
How you landed Steve.
Yeah.
That's,
Steve
that's a good
like,
movie.
Just Steve was like, stop talking.
I didn't know about this movie.
Oh, really? Wow.
She's
really Jesus Christ.
Like she's the man and shit like that.
Then you just you saw good, 10 now? Things I hate
no,
about you.
No, that's just what it like. It was just 2K, like year 2000. Like,
I'm old,
that,
huh?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I had my Millennium Barbie.
How's it feel?
Have you seen?
Feel
how's
good,
it feel?
Actually.
How's it feel?
I feel like I'm matured.
How
right?
you feeling? You feeling good?
Wait, have you seen Can't Hardly Wait?
I like you. Feel like I've always been this age.
Have you seen Can't Hardly Wait?
No.
Oh,
I had to watch Legally Blonde.
That's not as good.
Yeah.
Can't
so
Hardly
weird.
Wait is great.
It might be one of the best
and
ones.
And the lead actress, why can't
Jennifer
I
Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, yes.
Oh, wait.
I mean, you have to,
was she in Poker
you have
for
to
a
watch
while?
The American Pie
or was
movies.
It the one from American Pie?
Scene one.
Yeah, it was the one from American Pie.
Yeah.
The
Janet Elizabeth.
The American Pie
yes,
movies.
Janet Elizabeth. Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
She was in Poker for a while.
The Naked Foreign mm-hmm. Exchange Student.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
I know. Gave you
I watched Euro Trip.
Gave him wet dreams.
Gave him brick.
brick.
She was.
Gave him brick.
Imagine being like your late 20s, early 30s, and like getting to meet her at a poker event.
Yeah.
After the American Pie series.
I didn't know that like sick. Scotty Doesn't Know is a movie song. Original.
Unbelievable.
And Matt Damon
performs it. Oh, incredible.
Did not know this.
So good.
Just an incredible performance.
Really enlightening.
This was Eurotrip. Eurotrip.
You had heard the song, but never seen the.
Correct.
How did you hear the song?
It was like on the radio.
It's a single. Oh. It's so good.
No way.
It's so good.
Yes. No.
No, not Weezer. No. It wasn't a main band. It was a one-hit wonder for sure.
Yeah.
Oh. Book it.
Guapo, you could just watch scenes from American Pie.
She's not wrong.
Defenseless.
Okay. Okay. Karaoke's over.
It was Lustra.
Exactly.
Oh, Steve did Total Eclipse of the Heart. I don't look at the clip of it, but that
he usually does a whole monologue
in the
middle.
There was
an old
Asian lady like filming him, and he like got in her face.
it's tough to do Total Eclipse of the Heart and try to live up to the Dan Band. I mean, they really
he did pretty good. Both I mean, you can tell he's a performer.
Yeah, both of us do monologue type of.
They were doing like comedy bits.
Yeah, right. We tried to make each other laugh.
Is karaoke like a nightly thing or just like that was karaoke night?
I think it's nightly.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Someone went twice and I didn't get to go, by the way. Yeah, I'm in the mock about it.
She got her pool seats taken from people that weren't even there.
How'd someone go twice before? What the?
I don't know. It's bullshit.
Because he signed up. He signed up, sang a song, went back. And signed up right away.
Did you sign up?
He signed up right after. I signed up.
But he signed up twice before you went once. Yeah.
They're gonna be real pissed when
I
sign up.
Are you kidding?
And then they closed twice.
Yeah. All right. I guess I gotta go to karaoke. I gotta see what it's like.
I can't.
Not karaoke etiquette to do that.
Not.
I walked in and walked out.
Not cool.
Really bad etiquette.
I could like maybe watch for a while. I'm a people watcher. It seems like a fun activity.
I wish it was on a stage though.
But like I can't. I can't do it.
Once you this start hearing their voices, you're out.
Are you guys they're all good.
No,
it was a mix. Some people that were really good and some people that sing like
some
me.
Some people are definitely like, definitely I wanted to be a singer and I haven't
caught
my break.
It felt like it was...
And we're out.
It felt like it was a lot of... like this is my moment. Yeah. Type of thing.
It was either
waiting my whole life to get on this cruise ship.
It was either a joke or like this is my moment.
Yeah.
I think I would go.
Caitlin was really good.
Yeah, Caitlin was good. She's always good.
What did she sing? I missed it.
I think you should do that thong.
No.
That thong, thong.
No, I could see Caitlin doing like show tunes.
Yeah, for sure.
I could see her being very good at that.
Does it in the car even? Yeah.
Berkey would do "Living on a Prayer." You'd have to.
No. No, what? Absolutely not.
What
the only thing
about?
I can
Maybe
do.
I'll do
You've
that.
Done it in front of all these
That's
people.
That's different. This is, you know, these are my people. They
don't
they
have
understand.
The audience staring at you.
I'm not trying to perform.
The audience was good vibes.
I could only be an addition to a group that wanted to sing Boys to Men. And when the deep speaking part comes in, I can step
deep
in.
Deep speaking.
I want Baby. Tortoise and Berkey doing Boys to Men.
I can only do a Ja Rule song.
I do not want that.
You don't?
Tortoise is a terrible singer.
But he's
And he knows it and he embraces it. And that's what I hate
he's
about
passionate.
I
don't.
Yes.
I don't. He was going to do the 10-minute Taylor Swift song.
Yes.
I was like, please don't.
Please.
That's
Thank
way
God.
Too long.
It's too
man.
Long. I saw him do it. Was it Love Story?
He hijacks By karaoke
way,
with a 10-minute song.
I didn't do Love Story. I was singing along,
he
too.
He hijacked Love Story to somebody else.
The whole
everyone
place
hijacked
was singing.
It.
Listen, Taylor Swift is so popular that everybody there knew all the words and they were all
everyone
singing. And everyone was
song.
Having
I
a great time.
That's exactly what I said. There's so many white people.
Could you imagine if I did the 10-minute version? And like, because that song, it's sounds like it ends 5 times.
I know.
And then it
I
goes
know.
On for another like 8
you
minutes.
You sang the whole thing at Thanksgiving.
They would be so mad.
And you were like getting in everyone's face about it like they were going to sing along with you. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
He like when you get just the right amount of alcohol on Brian, he loves to be nose to nose with people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's like getting right at people. He's singing just, all too
he wants that intimate like, moment with happening? Everybody individually. You know, yeah. Just like really Eskimo kiss you at some point throughout the day.
You know, that's because I got a big schnoz
and a big heart
and a big heart.
Right, yeah
not a big voice.
No, well it booms
loud,
voice.
Yeah, loud.
Maybe not that many octaves, but it gets after it. All right, what's everyone's plan? You guys going to the island?
I want
to
chill on that beach over there. Okay, that one right behind
only
me.
A couple
wear,
hours
I
later.
That sounds beach, but I have to wear a shirt. Yeah, I lost my
I have to wear
you seem to have gotten less burnt in the last hour.
right? It's going away, I think.
A little bit, yeah.
I'll have everyone know, in the group chat, I said, bring sunscreen, and I highlighted it. Conrad says, I don't need it. And I was like, the sun is different next to the equator. If you don't normally burn,
we are nowhere near the equator.
We are near the... What
not
the fuck are you talking
close.
About?
Nowhere near the
equator.
Nowhere, nowhere near.
Look at a fucking globe, Brian.
Also, Conrad's black.
Do you know the equator? We're nowhere near. B, I haven't
you know
put on
the equator
sunscreen.
Is, we are near the equator.
We're
in the Caribbean.
Cancer.
Okay, is it closer to the equator than Las Vegas?
No.
We've gone
yes.
south
yes,
from
it
Miami.
Is, but so it's just not, Brian. So we're not that close to the equator.
We're not close to the equator.
Don't wear sunscreen.
I have shared my screen.
I'm so happy to not be the person in
here
between.
Here we go.
I know.
Here's where the equator is.
I forgot my improv training. We are so close to the equator. Yes, and.
Yes, and we're not.
And there's the equator.
Yeah, it's okay. Quite south from here.
Yeah.
This is not the equator.
We are nearer.
This is closer
to the equator. We are
sure.
closer than we were.
Sure.
This is Nevada.
Yes, when we're in Nevada, we're closer to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I'm saying the closer you get to the equator, the more the sun burns you.
Well, that sun did feel stronger. I'm just right. saying.
Yeah, it's because we're by the
He's
equator.
He's still black, though.
And then everyone I was around got burned.
Well, Caitlin and I were like walking around last night and everyone was offering us aloe. We're like, what's wrong? Like, we look great. Yeah. Like, why is everyone offering us medication?
Caitlin?
Yeah, Caitlin.
Okay, I feel like Caitlin is
Caitlin
just like a porcelain doll ready to get torched.
Yeah, yeah, that would make 4 hours and just got crisped up and everyone's like,
I would expect
you
not to burn that much.
But yeah, so normally she doesn't. And that's why I was saying is like, even if you don't normally burn,
I do
probably
I
burn
do normally
in this
burn.
Sun.
I feel
I
like
used, when I was little, I was outside all the time. So I always had a base tan and I just think that I'm still like that. But now I just live
well,
inside.
Just generally, it's about the UV index, right? Like there'll be days where it's like a lot lower. Like there are days in Nevada where the UV index will be like one or two.
Burned.
Well, not one or two, but like two or three. And you're likely to burning very low. But the days that it's like 8, you're torched. And Guapo's on the sunscreen because he's not going to make the same mistake that he made at the Bahamas. So the Bahamas, they got him.
Oh.
Didn't have sunscreen. And it's funny because we probably went to the grocery store, I don't know, a dozen times. Normal price things there. Guapo may have been walking through the Baja Mar Hotel and Casino and said, you know what? I don't want to get burnt. And he spent $70 on a thing of sunscreen.
Oh. And bug spray.
Wow, and bug spray.
$70.
And to be fair, when you're at the hotel nice. And have no other options, these things are necessities and you are willing to pay.
And they
upcharge
the shit out of you. They know. They know.
Yeah, so they saw him coming. But this time we got the Walmart sunscreen. $6.
100 SPF.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get the spray stuff?
100.
See, that's my man. You know, he knows spray not to get spray. The cream. Because here's the thing with guys, and you have to understand this. We will absolutely fry our bodies before we start rubbing lotion all over ourselves.
That's not true.
I look like a snowman.
Okay, except for
it.
Brian. My apologies.
Brian's got the fucking white nose. Brian's got his white nose. Yeah, oh, guys, I got my.
I'm saying that's not true as a man who owns 3 spray bottles.
Right,
of
right. Some people are a little more careful than others, but I absolutely don't have time for it, and there's 0% chance I'm going to get my back done if I have to, you know. But yeah. if you can just spray it down.
But you could have a lady do it for you.
Yeah, in theory, you could do those things.
That could
but
be like
in practice,
a nice opener.
You just end up getting torched.
You have a slave to do that for
a
you,
a nice
right?
opener. Yeah. Hey, excuse me, pretty lady. Mind moving me up a little?
You don't think that would be good?
You pretty lady.
Hey, I noticed that you're very sexy. Would you like to rub lotion
right.
on
yeah.
me?
It would be a great opener if I looked like the dude in the gym today. But I don't. I'm a potato, so it's not going to go quite
we're
as well.
Or cuz, apparently.
Yeah, or cuz. Yeah. Actually,
cuz, hey, sweetheart, get my back.
Yeah. Cuz can do that.
Yeah. Cuz would do that.
Cuz does that.
He definitely did it.
It absolutely works. I think we're going to try to go play pickle. Are you going to play? Why?
No.
I need a partner.
It's back day.
What the fuck?
I got you, Burke.
No. Come on, bro.
You gotta go with the turtle.
Come on, bro. Conrad,
no, you just got showered.
Out.
God damn it. I can't take
I gotta talk to Vince Van Patten about the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Oh, yeah. You guys can play. Hopefully there's a second quarter or something. I just want to get
what
in like
Leon?
One big game. Leon and Tammy are there. Oh. I need a fourth. Maybe I'll steal Vince. Vince is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I've seen some highlights.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Well, any pickleballers out there, reach out to Berkey.
Yeah.
In the past, you know.
Or pretty ladies that want to put
him. Ladies that can apply lotion to him.
You should just walk around the boat and just ask ladies, would you like to be my pickleball partner today?
Maybe I'll just ask them if they want to be my lotion partner.
Yeah.
Entirely, that's a thing. Yeah. According to Melissa, this is just a thing. Like, you should expect it as a woman.
Everybody knows that when a girl gives advice, it's not actually good advice. Like, with dating stuff, like, I'm like, well, why not? And then it's like, I wouldn't be receptive to that.
Of course
so
not.
I don't know why I'm giving that advice. I think it would just be entertaining.
It's just sabotaging.
See. Yeah.
I want nothing more than for this episode to come out and for the next 4 days on the boat, just random dudes walking up to you. Be like, hey, can you get my back?
That won't work.
I got some oil here. You mind rubbing me down, sweetheart?
Yeah.
You're scaring me.
But I think, in theory, maybe it's nice. In practice, not so
right,
nice.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's not in the movie, you know? It's just...
In her mind, it's not. She's not the girl doing it.
Right. In my mind, I'm the one asking.
Yeah, you're the guy.
I'm like, why wouldn't they?
Honestly, I'm going to be pretty disappointed if nobody walks up to you and asks you that this week.
I don't think they will. People
they will. One person.
One person.
One person. One person.
Faded into the background.
Oh, the
sign
guy's
here. I walk
around
with Nikki and Caitlin. They're all like, oh my God. And I'm just like,
the sign guy's going to ask
like,
you for sure.
This is my friend. She's shy.
She's very shy.
Don't mind her. She's in the muck.
She's stewing about not getting a cabana chair, or whatever.
No cabana, no karaoke, no nothing.
No karaoke.
Right, no Landon, singing for you.
Let's get you to your usual in the muck segment. Roll that clip, Guapo.
All right, we are back in the muck.
The intro's in the muck.
What? You said send it to me.
Look, we did everything wrong. We didn't get the video. He switched to the wrong person.
That's okay.
VK mode.
Are we vamping?
It's VK mode. Buddy, chill.
All right, we're sending it to Brian. Brian, get us in the muck.
Okay, we got another user submission. I don't know how to pronounce their name. But it starts with a B.
How about if I tell you to shut up? Will you be able to pronounce it then?
Yeah. Probably. Okay. Okay. So they're playing. They're at Final Table, Landon. This is an MTT.
Wow.
Here we go. So they said, we are at the final six of a Final Table. The stacks are, the chip leader has about 50 big blinds, and then there are four stacks around 25 big blinds, and our hero is in second with about 35 big blinds. So the table dynamics is very slow, about 50-minute levels, and only two bust outs in like 2.5 hours. So
that doesn't matter much.
Right, exactly. So, well it might. But so the blinds are 50, 100,000 with a $100,000 ante. Right, so it folds to the chip leader who's on the button, and he has 200. He makes it 200K. Small blind folds, and our hero calls with queen of clubs, deuce of clubs in the big blind. The flop comes down king of hearts, eight of hearts, deuce of diamonds. It goes check, check, turn, queen of spades. Our hero leads out for 275,000. The button raises now to 675,000, and the hero calls. River, jack of diamonds. Our hero checks. Button makes it 1.1 million, and our hero with the two pair elects to call. And he's shown the 9-10 for a river straight.
So
he said he had. Sorry. He said he had two questions. He said, "How different is my strategy when I'm second in chips and opponents are too tight at the final table? How my ranges should construct with ICM implications?" And then question two is it reasonable that is it reasonable that on the turn I've made a decision to pay most rivers? Any thoughts? Any other thoughts? Ooh.
This is a spicy one.
This is you, Landon. I don't have final table advice.
Sure. So one versus two, you kind of have to be careful with chips. So when you do go for bets, you should have bets that kind of say what you're doing.
Well, why don't you just answer the general questions before going through the whiz?
Sure. General questions just being, how should your strategy change?
Well, right.
You should play relatively conservative. You should be pretty aggressive when it comes to playing some raises with certain candidates that wouldn't be the same in chip EV, because you're more concerned about protecting your equity and also making your opponent fold equity that can beat you.
How often are you calling preflop here?
Always.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, suited
can't
hands,
fold
right?
The suited queen. Yeah. Offsuit queens you can fold, like queen deuce off, queen three off. Mm-hmm. You can three bet some of the higher ones, like queen six. Queen six is a nice one. Some of the queen x's or king x's that you don't really feel too comfortable calling the big blind can be used as nice three bet hands, because you do get some dominating king highs to fold, as well as the trip leader playing a lot of hands preflop.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, the chip leader's
ICM
range has to be super, super wide here, right?
They're pretty wide, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the button is wide anyways at 54%, but he's probably going to be a little bit wider, like maybe 60, 62, 63.
Leveraging his chip leading stack.
Leveraging chip lead, second in the big blind, can't play too aggressive back. Mm-hmm. So when they do decide to play aggressive back, it's going to be in a very polar style. So, like, big three bets. Saying that they have a really good hand, or they have dusto like ace deuce or king four off or queen six off kind of hands.
So what about his question as far as once he calls turn, he plans on paying most rivers? How do you perceive that?
It depends on what the river is, because saying paying most rivers is different if a heart comes. It's different if a king comes or an eight kind of thing. It's just very it's very dependent on what the river is. Like on a blank, I would pay depending on sizing. But I think a big issue is the turn size itself, where if we are going to go for a turn bet, I'd imagine that we're more polar than going half pot. So for the size that I would choose here, it would just be 2E. So it's like a little bit more than pot or play check. With our hand needing protection and value with two pair, I would always just go for a 2E size and just go pot and a quarter. And then plan to jam most clean rivers. If a heart came, I would block. If an ace came, I think checking or blocking is reasonable.
Now when we're met with a raise, how cautious should we be here? Like,
we're risking a lot one versus two, so I don't think we can play many jams. I think jam is kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Just because if we're dead, we can be dead, and that's not good when we're risking more than in a chip EV spot.
And we might just have a chance not to be dead, even if we just call.
We're just trying to stay in the tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
In this instance, it's funny because the small turn size kind of opened yourself up to getting raised,
yeah.
Where our strategy as a whole should be more polar.
And then the problem is also, like, when you go with the small size and you get raised, you're more kind of like inclined to call.
You sort of induced a weird aggressive action.
And then you like talk to yourself about it. You're like, oh, well, since I bet small, it's like he just can take some action here, you know. Mm-hmm. It's one versus two, so like he might just be raising freely or something like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, he took 10-9 and raised, which is potentially like a reasonable candidate as a whole.
Yeah.
You have some equity, you get some higher cards to fold.
Mm-hmm.
But versus the bigger bet where we're saying we have two pair plus or king x plus, like king jack for us can probably go for an over bet. It's okay. Just the top of the king x range.
Yeah.
King queen obviously certainly can go for it with top two.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do decide to go for this half pot bet, it looks very suspicious.
You'd want to do something more like 80%?
125.
125?
That's 2E.
That's 2E. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's 2E. Just say I have king jack plus and my bluffs are going to be flush draws.
All right, so now
jack 10. Mm-hmm.
So now let's say we go 125. We're going to get jammed on, right?
If I get jammed on, I would call with two pair.
Okay.
Your hand's too good.
Yeah.
Can't fold that one.
I mean, it's, yeah.
And like, what hand
just
does he have?
Just live with the results, and then
you shouldn't get jammed on.
No, I know.
In theory,
I'm just saying.
Like, I haven't looked at the sim yet, but like, you should expect to see no raises
like
when
maybe
you
maybe as kings.
I agree, because kings and eights, no, they just call. They just call and let the
top
river ball.
Top set's probably gonna call.
Yeah.
You know, if they jam on you and they have top set, like unlucky for you. But deuces never checks flop. Eights don't check flop, right? So when you have two pair, sometimes you're just allowed to lose, and then king queen is mostly gonna go for a C bet themselves on flop.
Yeah.
So if you go for bet and then get jammed on, it's like, well, all right. I have
would
two
you
pair.
Ever jam over this turn raise as played? Because I mean
you
like
kind of force your hand.
That's what I mean. Like, what are we really concerned about here? Sure, there's some king queen.
We also
in this
block
check back,
with a queen set that turned, where queens is a very logical flop check back.
Yeah.
Turn, you turn a set and then maybe do something aggressive.
I feel like there's just an overemphasis of being afraid of being against the chip leader.
Exactly.
Here.
That's what I think. Like,
your hand's also very vulnerable, like an eight kind of fucks you.
Aren't we just trying to stay in the tournament though, and that's why we call?
Well, that's the,
because like, if say there's a betting error on the river, just like they bet small or something along those lines, half pot something, and it's not doesn't put us all in, we still have life if we're dead.
The issue is like, how are we dead? That's more of the issue here.
Right. I mean, no, yeah, I understand, but
because
people do weird shit. Like,
yeah, but the thing is that like, when we have the best hand, we shouldn't ever face check on the end.
When we have the best hand, we should. Yes.
Right, because it's not like king 10 is checking back, then raising turn. King so it's never right. a one pair hand.
Yes.
It's always like two pair plus or air, which means that we should just face a bet on the end unless his two pair plus decides that the board got scary. So every time we win, we face the all in. But now we have to call. Right,
would which he ever is have like a queen eight, or would he just bet that on the flop?
I think that's a potential check.
I think queen eight is,
but there's only one combo
queen
left.
Queen eight's possible. Right, there's one combo. Like if you run into it, you run into it, and it's
well one suited combo, right?
Well, queen two's off should be probably folding pre for the button, but like just because you
queen
have the chip,
off. Queen eight. I'm
sorry, queen
eight
off. Yeah, that's
queen
true.
Off is not folding.
No, it's not. No, queen off. That's a very reasonable hand.
Right.
Just because
so,
there's
four combos.
A reasonable hand doesn't mean that you can't take aggressive action.
Right.
Even though, because like you kind of, the half pot really fucks you here.
Yeah.
The half pot really fucks you here because now you're like, you have what is potentially the top of your.
You've put yourself in ICM hell.
It's so weird because like, I feel like if we're playing this hand versus a recreational, this recreational is going to show us kings or eights every time.
Possibly.
Like we're just, there's just not going to be many blocks. They just see.
You'll probably never see eights, I don't think. I just don't think eights ever finds the flop check back.
It's just like, I think, and it shouldn't check back.
Right.
No, of course it shouldn't.
Lead, they're covering.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, it feel like I see this a lot where it's just like, oh, I have a set.
I flop the set.
Well, what you're actually saying is just that they're not going to raise 9-10 on the turn, which is true.
Yeah, it's kind
of. You're seeing more concentration to sets against a rec because they're not going to
raise
10-9.
The bluffs. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like at the same time, too, if you go for overbet on the turn and then get jammed on, like there's actually more of a case to fold because the bluffs are never going to be that existent.
There's not going to be any.
Also, don't you feel like in a lot of rec games, like a smaller bet size like that leading out from the small blind, that they think that you're trying to get a good price on your flush draw? So then they raise you sometimes if they have a pair.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, I'm not letting you see a free or like a cheap river. Like
I would maybe agree if it didn't go check check.
Yeah, I was gonna say if it didn't go check check flop, then yes.
Right.
But
or
check check
flop. What if they turned a queen like they have a pair on the.
They would just call because they have a pair.
Like if they go 15-20%,
they don't even have a cheap river.
They don't have top pair is the problem.
Yeah.
Because like you're just betting a king too.
Yeah, they don't get that choice.
I don't think you're gonna raise like middle pair that often, but yeah, I think like the crux of this is just. Kind of what Landing's alluding to, where you can't hedge your sizing because it's a 1-2 spot.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, at some point, accept the fact that you're playing versus chip leader and, you know, play your value hand accordingly. I think alternatively, this hand could just check and be bucketed into like one of our strongest traps, if you will, check calls, whatever.
These are my turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's mostly going to choose strat. Like
I think it's just so nice when you unblock the king. So if he does have the king low check back.
Yeah.
Then again, like the difference that in this spot specifically, like with the GTO wizard, we do have ICM ranges, but we don't have ICM post flop.
Right.
So ICM post flop might look a little bit different.
What about the river when the jack comes off? Is this one of the cards that he can get away from?
Not for the size that the guy chose.
Right. It was not all in.
It was not all in.
Yeah.
And like even then, you know, like there's not many hands that are going to raise that connect very well with the jack.
Right.
Like queen jack doesn't
exist. Well, you would think some king jack would exist.
King jack should be c betting flop a ton.
Sure.
And probably just going to call versus the half pot where one pair is.
Yeah. So it's like 9-10, ace 10, and then like jack x that's not bluffing.
Yeah.
Do we see like the king x low just probably not checking back often here on flop and betting and just.
Should be the opposite.
I understand it should be opposite, but I feel like
I don't think like king
3
checks back here that often. Or sorry, I don't think king 3 like bets here as often as like king jack would.
Man, I feel like no, all right, fine. Yes, sure. But I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot of protection by the king x's.
Like maybe, but that's not a thing. It doesn't need protected from anything.
No, yes, I understand, but I'm like from people's point of views. The king, a king, top pair gets bet here a lot.
Yeah, no,
nobody's debating that.
I agree that, right? But I don't think like king three is ever going to get bet more than king jack.
Yeah, that's
the whole
point.
I'm not saying
right. It's that if there's any king x checking, it's obviously going to be
the small one.
If there's any,
All right, let's see what the wizard has to say here.
Yeah, so the wizard, so flop check is going to happen. This is just like a chip EV sim, so it's not going to be like perfect by any means. But then again, I don't think flop is just going to be a range bet for the covering stack on the button. Just because there's a king on the board and it's good for them doesn't mean they just want to start putting in money with hands like queens, jacks, and tens. So this seems like it's going to be relatively reasonable. So eight's going to mostly bet. Kings is going to mostly bet, sometimes trapping for the button. But the turn queen, in theory, the size here is just going to be 127%, which is just 2E. And then queen deuce is just a pure bet. Your hand's really good. And like there's some small amounts of checking, the EV of check, so like trap is gonna be reasonable, but most of the time just majority betting, hoping to get called by that king that did check back the flop. Like king seven is a big one, king three is gonna be a big one for him. King jack doesn't exist very often just because it's going to be putting in value bets a ton. You wanna use the lower king X's to play a check to protect your range. So versus this half pot size, we'll see here that some raises are definitely allowed from him. 10-9, not really the combo that you want to use because you do have equity. Where getting jammed on is kind of a disaster. And if he's betting queen-deuce, or if this is the only size he's taking, the big blind will have king-queen a very reasonable amount of time. So bet, raise, getting jammed on with king-queen when you have 10-9 is going to be relatively sad. Queen 8 does exist, but mostly he's going to be betting the flop, so it's because there's a low amount of it here in the turn. Because protection and value is nice. Getting some ace highs to fold is relatively reasonable, and you get called by worse. So it looks like versus raise, in theory, I just imagine queen deuce. Oh, so like you can mix it. With the flush draw, you kind of want to call to have flushes on the end. Without the flush draw, you need a little bit more protection, but the EV of both options are going to be the same. So kind of do what you want, I suppose. I think if you're gonna,
if we were to be able to add ICM to this, though, I imagine it would jams, skew one way or the other very heavily.
And like jam's probably gonna be all right. The issue might, it just depends on how likely it is you run into better.
Right.
Where if they are checking kings in ICM, mm-hmm. which I don't think is gonna happen very often, then you're gonna play more calls. Mm-hmm. But if all of their value hands are gonna go for a small bet on the flop to just target range versus range,
then we just get the jam a lot.
Then we would jam more as their range is gutted.
Would the opponent ever check back top two?
They shouldn't. They might.
Because if there's like, they think they have a lot of board coverage and kind of.
It's still one versus two. Like, you don't want to take on the variance of a lot of your opponents.
And that's
to turn
what I'm wondering.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I would just take top two and say this is a three street hand. And if you have two of the same kind on the board, it's more likely they're going to have a drawing hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
So if it was rainbow, right? Like, if it was rainbow, they'd
I mean, you
bet.
Still just bet.
You just don't really play traps.
You just don't slow play
these hands. Whole point is that it's one versus two, so you get to apply a ton of ICM pressure, and you're just going to be betting a lot of your range.
And it's so hard to make top two pair and top end value.
Yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
Like, two pair doesn't just come
I think
to everybody.
People, that's actually, like, a really great thing to highlight. I think people don't understand how... and again, this kind of shined in the Shamath post about how defensive poker is as a game. That's just fundamentally not true, and I think that this is where people get the misconception. They flop really big hands, and they think like, oh, I need to like check a street,
trap,
to let them catch up,
protect the range,
so that they now have enough equity to continue. You don't understand, like, once you get to the turn, all equity is massively diluted. So if your opponent had nothing on the flop and then turns a flush draw, they have like 18% equity. They had 18% equity with that same hand on the flop, right? So it's like, if they had that backdoor flush draw anyway, it was the same amount of equity to see the turn as it would be to see the turn and then river. And I think people would just totally miss the concept of the way this game is played. Is the only way to win a large pot is to be aggressive over three streets. So if you flop a hand like top two pair, you don't suddenly find ways to get stacks in the middle by river if you check a street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you're out of position and they have the aggressive lead, and then you can, like, you know, check debate between check raising or whatever.
Do you think people are conditioned to like do that because people are under defending?
It's a little bit of that, and they're also just like very much conditioned by, one, river bets don't get paid off after three streets of aggression nearly enough. And then number two, they just have this constant negative reinforcement of, I flopped top two c-bet and won. Not understanding that, like, oh, well, if you had flopped nothing and c-bet, you'd be happy to win.
Right, you flopped nothing, you c-bet, you win. You're like, oh, look how good c-betting range is.
Exactly.
And then you have two pair and you win.
I guess I was
like,
just wondering,
ooh,
because sometimes top and bottom is a trap hand that you can, that like, with the sim. So I've never checked back top two, but I was just wondering in an ICM spot if that was... a thing.
So most of the time when it comes to top and bottom checkbacks, they are very real, where if we look at the wizard and it goes check quarter pot and we see a hand like king deuce off for the big blind, we're going to see that that plays pure call, because out of position your equity gets drained on an eight. But if you're in position and you have king deuce suited,
that's different than checking back, though.
Correct.
Right, like king deuce is never checking back.
I'm getting at king deuce not.
If you're
checking
out of position,
back.
You're just calling. You're not. You're not
like
raising.
In position when you have top two or top and bottom. You don't check.
Right.
Out of position when you play check.
Yeah, there's
call.
A big difference between
you don't check raise.
There's a big difference between checking back and foregoing the ability to bet and now playing a two street game as opposed to trapping as the caller and protecting your calling range.
Yeah, that's what I just wanted clarity on.
So
yeah.
Like if we're looking at King 8 here in Chippy V, we're pure checking back the flop if we have the 8 of diamonds because of the 8x of diamonds that could exist for out of position. But this stuff isn't going to be that necessary for the games that you're playing. So it's like, let's just not get into the weeds and say just bet when you have top two and top and bottom and you're going to be doing just fine.
So as played, what happens on the river here?
So as played, it goes check, check. The turn is a, what was it, queen of spades? Yeah, queen of spades.
Yep.
Funny because when the machine refreshes, it chooses the correct size. It just does. It just can't take it. It's like, oh, what the fuck is this half pot shit? I always like these little blurbs, warding off weak strategies like half pot. So we go half. The button decides to raise, and then we call. So we've already talked about why you want to call with the flush draw. River is offsuit jack, just like jack of diamonds.
Yeah.
Jack of diamonds, you're mostly checking. I thought like some spooky lead might exist and like kind of does, spooky. But not really. Weird spooky lead. He goes, yeah, so his size here should just be all in or check, but then he chose like weird size. So now we just got to be like,
this is the I want to get paid size.
Now we're rewarding weak strategies again. We're going for 40%.
Oh, versus B40, I mean, it's not really going to be a question. Yeah. I think it's more important to just look at
it's
what
a call.
Happens.
It's just a call, yeah.
Of course it's a call, but like what happens versus jam, I guess.
Versus, I mean, folding would be like insane, right? So that we can check. Right?
Probably don't have better hands to call with, but the jack feels like range-wise it's really bad. But again, like I might be overemphasizing it because I just think people pull their bluffs from ace 10, 9, 10 too often. They're probably also pulling it from like jack 10.
You actually call and it wins more.
Okay.
Wow.
Wins more.
How about that?
Because they shouldn't have ace 10, 10, 9.
Well, it's also winning more because there's more chips going in the
big
pot.
Big pot, yeah.
Bigger
pot.
This is just chip BV, right?
This is the inverse of theory in practice, right? Like you face a jam and your call actually wins more, but then when you call in practice and you call and you lose.
Percentage of the pot, though, it's probably winning about the same.
Yeah.
I agree with you. People definitely have jack 10 more than ace 10, 10, 9.
They should.
Well, with
but
jack
they probably,
10,
it's a matter of do they bluff it on the end. But B40 would make me think yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I would just be like, oh, he's mergy here and he's doing like weird things. But it would also like make me concerned a little bit of queen jack because now I would just think like it's a mergy strategy over
so
multiple streets.
All the middling
interesting.
Shit.
Interesting. Yeah.
But like, whatever. You just can't make that much. This is, you know, I know people wouldn't push back on it, but like, this is why we default back to theory to guide us whenever a bunch of non-sizing occurs. Mm-hmm. You just pay because it's like, well, what else are you going to do? How could you do better here? How could you ever read through this sizing when it looks like it's a whole cluster of bunch of hands that like you may beat or may be beaten by?
I wonder how, like on this board, like it feels like even the mergy stuff just has us dead.
Nah, jack 10, we smash.
Sure, jack,
jack
10,
9, we
jack
smash.
9.
Flush draws are doing well against.
9-8, if he's like merging that way, we smash.
But
like,
we don't see that raise on the turn enough.
You don't know. I mean, you don't, because if he's betting 40% with those on the end.
I paid enough people to know they don't have fucking jack 9, all right?
Sounds like a
misread. I mean, he had 9-10.
There we fucking have it.
Like, that's the whole counter argument. That's why you can't play these logical games or these illogical games, I should say. Of like, I never see him have jack 10 there. It's like, well, but he had 9-10. Oh, so it's like, you know, whatever. You either go back to the prior node and jam, or you just expect to pay on most rivers.
Yeah, I'll just find myself in a pay situation.
The irony is that like if he gets counterfeit, he probably folds, and he shouldn't.
Well, also, if you bet 2E, you don't get raised on for non-all-in.
Right. Yeah. You just win
so,
the pot
like,
there.
So if you look back at the wizard, I suppose, and we go to this, and you shouldn't get jammed on or really raised anyways, but if you overbet and then get jammed on, and you have queen deuce, you just call and win 28 big blinds.
Yeah, it's a lot of big blinds.
Or get you have 10-9 of hearts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
You just had 10-9.
He had a form of 10-9.
He had 10-9 off.
Some form of 10-9.
10-9
he had. Oh, he told me exactly what it was. I mean,
it's not that if it's not hearts, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. And I would expect it not to be hearts.
He had the 9 of hearts.
Okay, fine.
Sure. 10 of diamonds, 9 of hearts.
But, like, issue being, like, when you go for the polar size, 10-9 can't call on the turn.
Right, right. Just
so
folds.
This isn't your You don't have to be worried about this.
Very mucky indeed. This is not wizard approved.
It's more just like friend. It's like in the muck because the sizing is wrong, right? It's just very simple, like turn size incorrect, you're playing polar, checker 2E, that simple.
Yeah, and to be fair, like he faced a response of a lot of non-sizing, and this is what mid-stakes is. It's a bunch of poorly sized execution, and that's why it's okay to pay, because you make up all of that money by sizing correctly yourself.
Yeah, like a lot of the errors, like the way you capitalize on a lot of the errors that are sizing errors is you just call and realize for a cheaper price.
Exactly.
It's not like you do anything special.
Right, it's just
you don't have to play spooky raise. You don't have to be tricky. It's just like, oh, you bet too small.
I'm gonna start booing people whenever I raise. I'm just gonna go, boo. This is a spooky raise.
I like the 2E spot. They bet half pot, and you're just like, boo, call.
Yeah.
Boo.
All right. If you guys want to submit your own in the muck, be sure to head to our Discord. Hit hashtag Discord in the chat, or go to our Twitter page at SolveForYTV. It's the pinned comment. I think we have a quick preview of this season's On Second Thought. We are highlighting the stand-up game. This might be the only stand-up training material that's out there, so be sure to consume it if you're interested or if your games play stand-up. This is a preview of episode one where I kind of break down my strategy. Welcome back to another season of On Second Thought. The stand-up game takes the pressure of ICM that you see in MTTs, and it flips it on its head. Again, there are a lot of different viable ways to approach this. Executing a limping strategy, executing a 7x strategy, all of which you'll see throughout the course of this season. For this first episode, we're going to be coming from my perspective. Now, we don't have any capacity to program in the EV loss of being the last one to sit, but theory is applicable in any environment, no matter how chaotic it is, and no matter how much the rules are bent to break what the simulation wants to do. All right, you can watch the season 10 of On Second Thought at solve4y.io. You can watch the previous 9 seasons there, as well as 10 seasons of Poker Out Loud. Episode 2 of On Second Thought is up today. It's more of a podcast style, so it's myself and Hunt. We're kind of discussing his strategy, how he approaches the stand-up game as an MTT guy. And as someone who was playing it for the very first time ever being thrown in that environment, I think that it's very helpful to anybody who is privy to the stand-up game, and hopefully, if nothing else, and you're not playing it in your games, it gives you a sort of a toy game to think about and solve. Like that's kind of the beauty of this, is there's no tool for it. You have to kind of logic your way through it yourself. That's gonna do it for us. We're gonna head to the beach. Conrad thinks he can swim there. I gotta tell you,
No chance.
We're like a mile offshore.
I'm putting it on Twitter right now. I'm seeing how much I can raise.
Okay, so I think we're like a mile offshore. Conrad, as far as I know, sinks.
What?
You're dense.
Dense. I'm Norwegian. What, I'm a goddamn dense fish. I grew up on a boat. All I do is fucking swim and fish.
You grew up on a boat. You're from Long Island.
Every Saturday and Sunday at 5 a.m. I was on the boat. What do you want me to do? I was Norwegian and black.
Burke, good luck in your pickleball tournament.
Thanks, buddy. I'm going to get on it. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back again tomorrow, noon Pacific. As always, we'll see you guys then.
Peace.
Later, squad.